Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Football Friday here on The Fan. Evan and Tiki for the next 4.5 hours. We'll get into the Giants, who try to get that interim coach bump as they take on the Green Bay Packers. The great Joe Beningo will join us at 4 o'clock. What Edwin Diaz said and didn't say last night, that may give us some insight on his plans, and we'll make our NFL picks later as well. I'm going to use this word, Tiki Barber. I don't know if you're expecting this, but it's the big D. I am very disappointed.
Okay, that D.
Yes. I can't tell you I'm angry. I can't even tell you I'm mad. This is the thing I'll do to my kids. I think it's the thing you do with your kids. I'm disappointed.
Yes.
And I'm disappointed for like 15 reasons, and I actually wrote them down to keep my thoughts collected.
Oh, 15?
Yeah.
15 reasons?
Yeah. It was that kind of night.
Wow.
I'm disappointed, of course, that the Jets lost to the Patriots, but I'm disappointed in how it happened. I'm disappointed in the penalties. I'm disappointed over the last few weeks as the Jets showed, I guess, more buttoned-upness over the last few weeks, that went away. And it started right away when Justin Brownlee took Stephon Diggs to Suplex City, when they committed a penalty on special teams where the Jets set up at their own 7 instead of their own 35. Or how about this one? When there was 12 men on the field after a change of possession, or when there was an illegal contact by Brandon Stevens wiping out a Quincy Williams sack, or when Joe Tippmann was called for an unnecessary roughness penalty. Or how about this in terms of disappointment? DeMario Douglas is down and Justin Brownlee doesn't touch him, and that leads to 20 extra yards. I was disappointed in A.D. Mitchell. This was his first chance to show us something, and he showed us a little bit. He creates great separation, but how many drops could he have? Right. I'm disappointed in the coverage that sucked all night, and I'm disappointed in this quarterback who is not any good. But I'm not even disappointed as much in him as I am that this head coach didn't see what I said to you yesterday and what every Jet fan saw on a Thursday night, which is your best chance to win was to get him out of the game. So I gave you 100 reasons, Teak, to start. I'm not screaming. I'm not angry. I'm very disappointed in all of that and more, which led to a Jet loss to the Patriots.
Yeah, now you're talking about Justin Fields, and I think he's where you have to really start. You said this yesterday. I didn't think it would actually happen, that you would, at some point in the game, because of ineffectiveness, go to Tyrod Taylor. But there was a point where it felt like it was necessary. And this has nothing to do with Justin Fields' athleticism, because he is a extraordinarily athletic quarterback. In fact, that first drive was mostly on the legs of Justin Fields. And even the touchdown run, he should have handed it off. That was a zone read. He read it wrong and still scored a touchdown. And so his athleticism gives you an advantage. But in the NFL these days, eventually you're going to start getting five-man fronts, and that's what the Patriots did. Three-down linemen, five techniques, a nose tackle, and two edge guys. You can't run the football. Even if you do have well-schemed zone reads, you're still not going to get anywhere. You have to be able to throw the football. And to me, I made the excuses a couple of weeks ago. Well, why wouldn't Tanner Engstrand put him back in these 5 or 7 step drops? You just didn't see it again. And so to me, it feels like there is a distrust of Justin Fields, and you're processing it in a different way than I'm processing it. But I'm looking at it saying this offense, this coordinator, this team doesn't trust Justin Fields unless you let him run the football.
Well, and I guess I would defend them by saying, would you? Because if you look at the three other drives after that amazing opening drive, Justin Fields cost the Jets 2 first downs on the 3 drives with bad throws.
Yes.
And look, did he get help from A.D. Mitchell on that deep ball? No, that was actually a good throw, and Mitchell should have made the play. But on the drive before that, he missed A.D. Mitchell wide. On the drive after that, and this was the run right at the end of the first half, he threw the ball behind him, and he was open.
And that was a perfectly schemed route.
It was perfect. But it goes to that. It was schemed perfectly, and to A.D. Mitchell's credit, he had such a weird debut because even though he only had 1 catch for 10 yards and had a bunch of drops, the dude got open.
I know.
I give him credit along with the coach's credit. So I think when you look at the way the first half went and the way the second drive got stymied on a bad pass by Justin Fields, the way the fourth drive got stymied on a bad pass by Justin Fields, they're down 14-7 at the half. They were lucky on the missed field goal.
Yes.
They were lucky that they overcame some of those mistakes. That was the moment. That was the moment to say, you know what? And it would have fit exactly what I said yesterday on the show where I said they'll be down 9-6 at the half and they'll go to Tyrod Taylor. They were down 14-7 at the half.
It was a perfect opportunity.
And they should have gone to Tyrod Taylor. And it's not only about him, though I think that's the big thing people want to talk about. All the way around, I was just disappointed, man. They did a lot of little things wrong. And if you're going to win games when you're the less talented team, you can't make those mistakes. And it feels like a lot of the mistakes that Aaron Glenn did a really good job of eradicating over the last few weeks, mainly the mindless penalties, they came back. And it sucks, man.
Evan, here's the problem.
Go.
In your mind, you started to think that this team was taking steps towards being good.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is they're not good yet. They're just not. And good teams do everything that you saw before the bye week and the week after the bye week and those 2 wins. They do them consistently. This team just doesn't do it consistently. And until you can, you're not a good team. Part of that is talent. I can't chalk it up to coaching. We just haven't seen enough of it yet. But I think the team just isn't good enough yet. And in your mind, you want to convince yourself that after 2 straight wins, the discipline feels to be locking in, all these mantras that Aaron Glenn is preaching to this team, that it's going to stick and you're going to see it every game day. It's not the case
yet. Yeah, but wait, hold on. Let me teach you something about football, Barber. I'm afraid how this is going to be responded. But is a 12-man on the field penalty?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And that's my point. You're right.
That's ridiculous.
You are right. They're not as talented as the New England Patriots.
I'm talking about execution. You're talking about, that's like delay a game after a penalty.
Well, but that's
what's worse.
That's where I think I'm mostly disappointed because you're right. Talent-wise, I know they're not as good as New England, and maybe I did talk myself into thinking they could win this game or compete more than they actually did. It was those things that really gave me the disappointment. You're coming out of a break. There's a minute 48 to go. The Pats have the ball at midfield after, of course, Justin Fields made that terrible pass behind A.D. Mitchell. Mm-hmm. And you get called for a 12-man on the field?
Right.
And then 3 plays later, you're about to get off the field because somehow it's a 3rd and 6. And Quincy Williams, who has responded to his benching, sacks Drake May. And what happens? An illegal contact on Brandon Stevens? Is that really talent, Teague?
No. That's just discipline. It's being aware in the moment. But, it's interesting because you go back to the 12-man on the field after a break. So,
come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right?
So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It takes a lot of layers of messing up. That's I mean, see, honestly.
Yes.
So it's the defensive staff that's in the booth, right? So you're coming onto the field. There's this obvious. We always think just the offensive staff is in the booth. There's a defensive staff in the booth too. So they're looking down on the field, and somebody's not counting. I promise you, it's somebody's job to count. Nobody's counting. So that's one. Two, whoever the defensive play caller was or the position play caller was, you got to know if you're whether you're putting one or both guys in the field. And then three, the player. If you're on the field and someone else is standing where you're supposed to be standing, leave. You know what I mean? So the layers of misfunction on that one issue. And again, it just showed up one time, but still, it was. Those are the things that kill you and frustrate you when you're playing a tight game against a team that you're worse than.
And take, that's what really frustrated me. Like, right. More than anything, and that's why I'm disappointed. Like, I don't think any Jet fan is necessarily angry. If we're angry, we're just angry at the whole thing. We're angry at where we are as a franchise. It's more when you sit down and watch a football game, and you've seen progress over the last few weeks. There's no denying that. We've pointed it out, how they've cut down on the mindless penalties, and you see so much of that. It's, you know, I do kind of put it on Aaron Glenn. He's the head coach.
Right.
Like, I put it on somebody. I mean, when Quincy Williams sacks Drake May, and all of a sudden we get an illegal contact, how is it even possible when Quincy Williams sacks Drake May in literally less than a second, he came in unblocked. There was no time for there to be an illegal contact. Like, I'm screaming at the TV. How did he even have time to illegally contact him? Quincy Williams sacked him within a second. And I apologize. I promised I wouldn't raise my voice, but that's where I get frustrated. It's the stupidness. And then the number one thing, this probably is number one the more I think about it. They are down 24-14. There's 8 minutes to go. And I know most people watching this game say it's over. I think, you know what? Still have a shot.
Yeah.
And Justin Fields drops the snap.
Yep.
Can't pick it up. Doesn't fall on the football.
Just jump on it.
Just jump on it, bro, and he gives it right back to New England. Like, those are the mindless mistakes that as a fan, man, I'm just so sick of. Lose because you're not as good. And I think if you say, well, the Jets lost because they're not as good, I don't think you're being fair to actually what happened last night. Yeah, they're not as good, but what about all this other crap? I didn't see the Patriots do it because they're a buttoned-up, well-coached team, and that's where this team's got to get. And here we are 10 weeks into the year, and I thought there was progress, bro. I felt like they were moving in the right direction, and then you get a cavalcade of crap.
Here's why that drop snap by Justin Fields frustrated me. 10-point game, 12.5 points scored.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. That's why.
You weren't the only one, I'm sure. Sherrod Michaels thought the same thing.
Like, are you kidding me?
But it also... I know I wouldn't have said this today, I promise. Like, if the Jets would have lost the heartbreaker, I still would have had different frustrations.
Right.
But I wanted them to be in this game, and they sort of were. And when Justin Fields puts that ball on the ground and gets multiple opportunities to just fall on it, it ended the game. And they legitimately had a chance to at least make this bad boy interesting. And he just, I don't know, he fumbled it away, no pun intended. And it was it was almost the perfect exclamation point, not just for his horrible night, but really everything top to bottom. And then it goes back to Glenn even having him in the game. I mean, to me, it was a no-brainer to take him out at halftime.
This is the turning point for me where I look at Aaron Glenn and this whole issue that he's having with the media. Most of it has been around the quarterback. Who's your starting quarterback this week? And for the last 2 or 3 weeks, Evan, you've heard me say it, he's just having fun. We know it's Justin Fields. He's joking with these guys. He's making light or putting some levity into a weird and a slash obvious situation. But now, I don't think it's not a joking moment anymore.
No.
This is a real conversation that he needs to have with him and his staff, because if Justin Fields is going to put you in position to lose, I know you're paying him $20 million. I know he's got $10 million guaranteed to next year. You have to seriously contemplate what's best for your team and the psyche of your team. Because when your quarterback is playing losing football, that's when everybody starts to get frustrated. That's when you start, you know, let's play Tyrod instead. And as soon as you get that division, forget it, man. You're pulling in two different directions.
Yeah, and I think that may have started last night. Because if you are anyone on this team, except for A.D. Mitchell, he's the one person that can't say a word. And credit to A.D. Mitchell. He, after the game, he called himself out. He knows he had a bad debut. And oddly, I was almost a little encouraged by him, because you could see where the potential lies with him. Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, you got to catch the football, especially when you're a wide receiver. But if you're on that team, and at halftime, you don't see a quarterback change, when a couple of little plays changes everything about that first half. I mean, when you look at that opening drive, and I said something very graphic to Tiki via text message about the opening drive. Basically, I'll describe it as how it made my body feel would be the way I would describe it. Is that accurate?
Yes, an aroused feel.
It was that good. After that, when you say, well, what happened on the next three possessions? The true answer is Justin Fields happened. Because if he makes a pass to A.D. Mitchell that isn't wide, they're set up with a first down at midfield on possession number two.
Yep.
If he makes a pass on a wide open A.D. Mitchell again on a third and two, they're set up to at least at the minimum run the clock out prior to the Patriots missing that field goal. And so what happened that caused the offense to do nothing was unfortunately the quarterback. And it doesn't mean he's the only problem. He's not the only thing I'm disappointed about. If you've listened to everything we've said, it's the biggest problem because he's the quarterback.
And it's also because this is his moment, like to create trust in him for us as a fan base, as evaluating media from a team standpoint. This is his chance, and he's not taking advantage of it. In fact, he's blowing it, to be perfectly honest with you. We keep talking about, what are you doing at the top of the draft next year, Jets? And I mean, every game like this makes it more and more obvious that he's not the answer.
No question. And he's not the answer even in the short term during a 2-8 season. There are many things to be disappointed about from last night's Jets loss to the Patriots. Obviously, one of those things is the play of the quarterback, Justin Fields. Take a listen to Willie Colon, who does shows around here, does a great job on the SNY Jets postgame show. Listen to his critique of Justin Fields last night after the game.
It's tough, man, because Aaron Glenn's going to sit up here and talk about how he needs to watch the tape. You don't need to watch anything. Justin Fields is not an NFL quarterback. Like, let's just be honest. And you can't sit here and tell your team and before games and want them to rally and want them to give you all they got when you're not giving your team everything they need to be successful.
It's very similar to something you said, Teague, that the locker room isn't going to love the fact that you're continuing to play a guy who doesn't give you the best chance to win.
Right, because it ends up starting to look like a business decision. That is, you paid this guy $20 million a year on a 2-year contract, and therefore he has to play because, I mean, you're paying him to be the guy. The problem is he's not. And this goes back to the conversation that we had many, many times. It's not worth getting fully into, but you overpaid for a guy that nobody else wanted. And it's coming back to bite you. You thought you could make him into something that he just can't be. Justin Fields can be a good running quarterback. 3 years ago in Chicago, he rushed for 1,000 yards. They were pretty good. He had a couple of 300-yard games. You said, all right, this guy is a quality quarterback. But it's clear that he's not a regular starting quality NFL quarterback, especially on a consistent basis.
Now let's ask the head coach. Aaron Glenn met the media last night. He's also met the media this morning. And he was asked, will you consider a quarterback change?
Over this mini bye, might you consider a quarterback change?
You know what? I'm evaluating everything, Rich, to be honest with you. I'm evaluating myself, the players, schematics, coaches. I'm evaluating everything. So I don't want to just place everything on that one situation. You know, I'm just looking at everything because as a head coach, that's my job, right, to make sure that I put this team in the best position to go win games.
In the history of coaches answering this question, whether it was Brian Daboll a few weeks ago when he was still the coach, or Aaron Glenn being asked it a few weeks ago, history tells me that answer means Tyrod Taylor will be the new starting quarterback of the New York Jets.
Yeah, it's almost become a cliche. We're evaluating everything. Means that whatever you ask him about, it's going to change.
Exactly.
It just always is the case.
Exactly.
It's always the case. Because otherwise, just say no.
Right.
Right? Otherwise, just say, this is our quarterback. This is our guy. Brian Daboll did the same thing after week three. You know, we're going to take a look at the film and we're going to evaluate everything. Today later, Jackson Dart starting quarterback.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised by Monday. I mean, they have the mini bye, as you mentioned, because the Thursday night game, you have a few extra days off. By Monday, you're going to hear that Tyrod Taylor is going to be starting for the New York Jets.
That is the expectation.
Yes.
Let's get to your calls, 888-808-1019. The number, Lee is on Long Island. Good afternoon, Lee.
Gentlemen, how are we today?
Good. What's up, man?
So, you know, the annual November ritual for Jets fans of looking at Tankathon once a week is always fun. We've been doing that now. That's happening. And, you know, Tiki, I will admit that you, you know, and Evan, you'll agree with me on this one. Tiki knows more about football than you and I ever will.
Yes.
But, Tiki, you have to understand something, because you were saying this last week when I called. Evan and I, there's one area that we know better than you will ever know.
Yeah.
And that is what it's like to be a Jets fan. And you'll, do you remember that scene do you remember the scene in The Dark Knight when Batman's fighting Bane and the lights go out and Bane laughs and he goes, "You think I'm scared of the dark? I was born in the darkness."
Yeah. Yes.
That's
great
Jets
scene.
Fans.
Right.
That's
right. You can't help but be familiar with it because you've been in it
so long.
Absolutely.
You sucked for 10 years. That's adorable. We haven't seen a playoff game in 16. Okay, so that's that. But let me digress. You know, Willie Colon, and you just played that clip, and it's getting bad when they're saying what Aaron Glenn is going to say before he says it, because it's the same answer every time. And I watched the post game show. I actually stayed up late and I watched it last night. And you know, when I called last week, you guys thought I was comparing Aaron Glenn to Mike Vrabel. I was comparing him to Gerard Mayo being a one and done. But if you do want to make a comparison, he is a rookie head coach. So is Ben Johnson. So is Liam Cohen. These guys have their team playing much better, cleaner football than Aaron Glenn. Aaron Glenn has not coached a single player on this team up. I have not seen one player that has improved from the last year or the last 2 years. I shouldn't say last year, because last year was a disaster, but I mean from the Sala. And when I watch Aaron Glenn, and he gets, I've called him up being cantankerous and stuff like that, but I just watch him on the sidelines. I watch him, you know, the team is doing the same stupid things every week. And when you called out the 2 weeks that they cleaned it up, those are the outliers. Those are the norm.
And they were also against the Cincinnati Bengals and the Cleveland Browns. Again, teams you have to play, they're on your schedule. It is what it is. I would say Breece Hall is playing, I don't say better, because he had that injury season and he kind of found his way back to it. He's playing at a high level, Breece Hall. Last night he didn't, because he only had a few opportunities in the game. But, I mean, by and large, who has drastically improved? The problem with evaluating Aaron Glenn on that is that he's also learning how to be a head coach. He's never been this. He's never had this responsibility to be on both sides of the football and to manage all 53 guys. So it's new for him.
I'll give you a player.
Who?
Will McDonald, who had a very good year last year.
Good point.
But
yes,
he had 10.5 sacks last year. He's got 7 this year. He's seeing double teams. He was chipped like a million times last night.
Right.
Like, he's becoming, and it also could be it's his third year in the NFL. Like, you could just see it's just the natural development of a young player. But to at least give an answer to, all right, who's gotten better, I think Will McDonald is an answer to that question. But
right,
here's what's disappointing, and Lee pointed it out but kind of dismissed it. I looked at the last few weeks, not as an outlier, but I was hoping that the last few weeks were a sign that even if they weren't going to win every week, they were going to play buttoned up. They were going to be smarter.
Hmm.
That went away last night.
Right.
I mean, that 12 men on the penalty thing, like, that can't happen
right.
on a buttoned up team.
You can abide being beaten because the team is just better than you.
And that wasn't the case with why they were beaten
right,
many times last
night. But when you lose because, one, they're better than you, but also you kind of give away all your advantages or opportunities, then that's when you get frustrated. This should have been a tight game. It could have been a tight game that would have come down to a possession or two at the end of the game. Instead, it felt like it was foregone conclusion because of all the self-inflicted penalties and injuries, or not injuries, but injuries to your chances, the fumbles, the penalties, etc. Those things drive you insane.
WFN NFL football is powered by Verizon. Roger is calling from Comac. What's going on today, Roger?
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
Good, good.
So, Justin Fields, I don't know if this is the right word, you know, you say, but he's washed, if that's even possible. You know, he's slow to the trigger. He doesn't look like he operates with any confidence, and he can't complete a pass. Now, although there are a couple passes, you know, like to A.D. Mitchell that went right through his hands,
yep,
that could have changed the game. I'm not saying they would have won. I'm saying it might have been a little bit closer if he catches them. But, you know, that's the thing. Now, here's the problem I see for Aaron Glenn. If he goes to Tyrod Taylor, the guy's on a gimpy knee right now. He could easily send him back to the medical tent. He gets somebody just blows on it or something like that. So, as far as I'm concerned, Glenn is stuck. You know, I remember Robert Saul going to Mike White, and then Mike White getting folded against the Bills.
Yeah.
And he was forced to go back to Zach Wilson.
Yeah, but Roger, you're right. Like, Tyrod Taylor, God bless him, but he's injury prone. Like,
yes.
But we got to call it like it is. And you're right that going to him at week 12, the odds tell you he's not going to get to week 18. Like, you're probably right. But who cares?
Mm.
And I don't mean who cares in terms of, I don't care if Tyrod gets hurt. I mean, who cares in terms of being forced to go back to Justin Fields? Like, you're making the best decision in the moment. And if that guy gets hurt and you've got to go back to Justin Fields, it's football. So be it. I don't think it has to be, well, once you go to Tyrod Taylor, that's it. I mean, if the guy gets hurt, he gets hurt. It's like the Giants going back to Russell Wilson. You didn't want to, but you did because Jackson Dart got hurt.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And at this point, nobody on this roster, from a quarterback standpoint, is your future. And so it's almost, what do you have to lose? Like, what continuity are you developing by continuing to play Justin Fields and hoping for a different result? You know, how many different ways can you slice this onion and or refigure the game plan to make him feel more comfortable? And so it's almost a fruitless endeavor to try to keep pushing him and making us believe that it's in the best interest for the team, because it's just simply not.
And that's a tough thing to sell to your roster, because it's not in the best interest of the team. David's in Maplewood, New Jersey. What's going on, David?
Yeah, good afternoon, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Listen, the Jets have many Achilles heels. And since we will only have two Achilles heels, I'll give you the two major ones that annoy me. I think their secondary is awful. I mean, I saw balls thrown to receivers that were surrounded by the secondary. Like, they can't make a tackle. They can't stop. The second Achilles heel is their pass rush is non-existent. They can't stop. If a quarterback is mobile at all, they can't get to him. If he steps out of the pocket and starts to run, I mean, and they do break the line of scrimmage. They can't pursue the quarterback.
They couldn't get him down multiple times yesterday.
Right.
They had a few opportunities at Drake May, and you want to tip your hat and give him credit? Oh, I guess. But they had opportunities to get him, and they missed.
Yeah, he's put together. He's well put together, though. I mean, you can't look at Drake May and hate him other than being a Patriot, because he seems like a good kid, and he's a gamer. We talk about these guys that just don't panic in the pocket. You know, Jackson Dart has been that most of this time. I know Drake May's in his sophomore year, his second season, but he just kind of calmly stands where he needs to be and completes easy throws. Doesn't overthrow. He just kind of, all right, I got to loft this one to you. Here you go. Catch it like a pillow.
No, he's a hell of a player.
It's fun watching him. No, sorry, Jets. You know, notwithstanding.
No, it's fun for you. It's horrible for me. He's a good kid. He's a great athlete.
And you got to deal with him forever.
Yeah. And to our last caller's point about the secondary, like, Brandon Stevens has been inconsistent all year. Jarvis Brownlee Jr., like, bringing him in was a nice, smart move, and he's had his moments. But yesterday was a disaster.
Right.
I mean, yesterday was between not touching Douglas when he was down, which cost him 20 yards, between the broken coverages, between the penalties, which has been racking up over the last few weeks. I mean, they created a hole by trading Sauce Gardner. And I know that Sauce was the whipping boy of a lot of Jet fans. He's overrated. He stinks. He's that. Listen, they're not better without him.
No.
I mean, it's just the reality.
No, I mean, how could you can't be? I know you're frustrated. They were frustrated with him as a fan, but from a fan base standpoint, but Sauce Gardner is one of the better cornerbacks in the NFL. You know, he doesn't have the interception numbers. He's not nearly a shutdown Darrelle Revis type corner. And so it feels disappointing, his tenure here. But he still was one of the better corners in the NFL.
And how much broken coverage was there last night? How many times?
Oh, it was all over the place.
All day.
All over. It's funny because certain times I rewatched it this morning. I can't figure out what they're trying to run. You know, I don't know. Usually I can look at a coverage and say, okay, that's cover three. Oh yeah, that's just two man. That's half the time I was like, what are they doing here? And it left them vulnerable, and that's a communication issue that's on coaching.
And AZ Thomas is out, the rookie corner, who is getting more of an opportunity. Mm. Unfortunately, he's in concussion protocol. Not that it would have fixed every issue, but he's certainly one of the guys that could be the answer down the road. Dan is in Saratoga. Good afternoon, Dan.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. As an old Jet fan, I'm not looking for A-plus quarterback play. I'll take B-minus. Hmm. As far as I'm concerned, the best quarterback we've had in the last 3-4 years was Mike White.
It's true.
Oh, hey, if the guy catches the ball at that Minnesota game, they win that game too. But here, at the end of the year, John Lynch has to make a big decision.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Jones or Purdy? I'll take either one of them. I don't know about you guys.
Well,
let me know.
Dan, from the standpoint of how you began this phone call, which is completely accurate, that the Jets quarterback play is abysmal. To the level where the best quarterback play we've seen, probably it was Aaron Rodgers, if we want to be fair, even last year.
Right.
But point well taken. Like, we have seen some of the worst quarterback play ever. And it feels like there are too many times where the Jets lose games that if they just had, not even average quarterback play, Teague, competent quarterback play.
Yeah, just don't make mistakes. Complete the easy ones. Do the easy stuff.
That adds up when you go so long without that. So I understand the point of, hey, if Mac Jones was the quarterback or Brock Purdy was the quarterback, they'd be better off. With that said, are you going to take on Brock Purdy's $200 million contract?
No.
Is he a $200 million quarterback? You got to ask yourself that. Take him away from Kyle Shanahan. Take him away from a functional organization. Bring him here. Is Brock Purdy that?
No.
And then number two, ultimately, while Mac Jones has done a nice job filling in San Francisco, is he the guy that you want to build around? Now, Mac Jones as the caretaker until whomever you draft hopefully becomes the star. I think Mac Jones is actually one of the better caretakers you could find. But
right.
In terms of the answer, I don't know.
No, he's not the answer. It's clear what he is at this stage. And it's crazy because he's still young, right? But Mac Jones is the perfect backup quarterback for you because he's smart. He's got a good personality. He's a good locker room dude. He'll come in and he can win you games. It's not like you just don't lose it. He can win you games, but you don't want him starting every week. If he comes to the Jets, it'll be his fourth team.
Yeah.
Right? So
he's the caretaker.
He's a backup.
Well, but you know what I think is going on, Teak? And I understand this. I made the assumption over the last few weeks of, you know what, they're going to draft a quarterback and Justin Fields will be the caretaker.
Mm.
I think Justin Fields is so bad, we don't want him as the caretaker.
No,
we're firing the babysitter.
Do you trust him if Tyrod Taylor ends up starting, let's say the rest of the season,
right?
And then he gets hurt, do you trust Justin Fields to come in and win the game for you?
No.
Exactly.
No.
So it just keeps coming back to this. It was a waste of a deal to get to the way that they did him. And I think I just got to give his agent credit because his agent hoodwinked. He hoodwinked the Jets to make him think that somebody else was going to pay him $20 million.
I like you taking the angle of give the agent credit. Here's where my head goes. And I think a lot of Jet fans' head goes this way.
Yeah.
Can we trust Aaron Glenn and Darren Mooji to get the most important position on the field right when they clearly screwed it up with their first opportunity? And look, their first opportunity wasn't the big one.
Right.
It was a
I'm not going to hold it against them, Evan, because it was we just need something, somebody. We need a placeholder, right? So I can't hold it against them. This is not like Joe Douglas saying, I need to draft my franchise quarterback after we screwed up Sam Darnold. I'm going Zach Wilson, right? I can't. It's not that level. It's bad, but it's not that bad.
I just need our weekly reminder that Mike Tomlin should get Coach of the Year for the next 15 years.
He
did that last year with Justin Fields and Russell Wilson.
It's so true.
You're right. They win 9 games?
I mean, think about
10?
Think about it. We got a glimpse
what'd
of
what they win.
I
think it was 10 games last year, right?
I think they went 10-7.
Which is unbelievable.
They always went 4-2, and then no, maybe 9 because it was 5-5 or something like that.
Last year they finished 10-7.
Okay.
Okay. Wow. Their two starting quarterbacks were Justin Fields 4-2. And Russell Wilson, 6-5.
Wow.
And that's how they got to 10-7. Now, let's do some quick math. What's their record to New York this season?
0-3.5 for Russell Wilson. So, and Fields won both Jet starts, or did Tyrod win?
Didn't Tyrod win one?
I you know what? I don't even remember. No, Justin won both of them.
All right, so either way, 10-11?
2-7 for Fields, 0-3.5 for Wilson. So you're looking at either 2-10 or 2-11.
Oh my God!
And Tomlin went 10-7 with them.
This is why even if he does have a sub 500 season, they're not firing him this year.
Well,
he just think of the history.
I think he's a wonderful head coach, but you never know when a guy's been there for a long time and you have different expectations than you and I.
Right.
Things change quickly. Joe on Long Island. Hey, Joe.
Guys, what's up? Tiki, Evan. Great job. Love the show. Listen to you guys all the time.
Appreciate it.
Cannot break down everything about everything. I know the Jets situation is what it is. I'm not actually a Jets fan, but I'm a football fan.
Right.
My team is a joke. I called you just that because I heard that interview with Aaron Glenn, and the Jets fans need to know that they, from my opinion, an outsider dissecting what I see going on.
IFO. You're an IFO. You're an independent football observer. What you got?
There's a lot of us here.
My team is a joke, and it's for a lot of the reasons that why I called it.
By the way, what's your team? What's your team, by the way, just so we have context?
Well, you know what? They're the laughing stock of the league right now. But I know that Aaron Glenn, hearing the way he answers those questions, that man is a leader, okay? He does not throw his guys under the bus. He's taking responsibility and looking at how he, yes, I will evaluate everything. Yes, I am going to dissect, I'm going to look at everything, including myself. These are things that you do not hear or don't see at all from other teams that need to be thinking like this.
I do agree that I like that answer. Like, I love when you self-evaluate because the best at whatever you do need to self-evaluate. When you get comfortable and think you're the best, that's when you're not even going to see yourself fall down to the ground. So Evan, I think his answers were good.
Right.
Sure.
Evan, we got to figure out who is he a fan of?
He wouldn't tell us.
He said the laughing stock of the league?
Yeah.
Cowboys?
I was going to say, is it possible this guy's a Titan?
That
fan?
Would be my answer.
Oh, maybe.
If I'm asking myself, all right, who is the laughing stock of the league? The team with the worst record is the Titans. The team that used the number one pick on.
They have a rookie quarterback.
I know who's been as awful as a rookie quarterback can ever be.
But that's just a rookie quarterback. You can't laugh at that. It's just kind of like, he's a rookie quarterback.
Well, what other team would you guess? Because he wouldn't answer. I asked him. Would you deem as the laughing stock of the league?
The Commanders.
No, the Commanders have an injured quarterback.
Oh, I got it. The Cleveland Browns.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
Or, and we're going to jump down the throats. Maybe he is a Giants fan and he views them off of this week as the laughing stock and he didn't want to act like a Giant fan can't comment on the Jets situation.
No, I don't think the Giants are laughing stocks because they took the necessary measure to move forward, which is firing your coach. That's not laughing stock. That's, you almost feel sad about that, as we talked about on Monday. I honestly think it's the Cowboys. Think about the hype for the Cowboys.
This guy.
The Cowboys were supposed to be the end-all, be-all this year. Dak Prescott's back. He's healthy. He's got CeeDee Lamb and all this receiving core group, etc. And they're 3-5-1. And they can't stop anybody.
This is the first time in the history of WFN a caller refused to reveal his favorite team. But here's what we're going to do.
I would say Miami, but Miami just beat Buffalo. So who the hell is it?
Here's what we're going to do because Tiki feels invested in this. I think the audience is now going to be invested in this. We have special equipment where we have the guy's number.
Mm.
Sean Morash, I give you this responsibility. Can you call the man up and say, look, we need to know your favorite team.
Yes, it's going to take over our show if we don't know.
Okay.
Yes.
Before I call him, we have access to the caller log. I'm going to review every topic he's ever called the fan about.
Ooh. So you're going to do background check on him?
Background check before calling him.
Nice.
Fair enough. Let's go to Limo Driver Ed. What's up, Limo Driver Ed?
Since 1969, that's the problem.
Yes.
You know what?
Yes.
69.
Nice. DJ, let me tell you guys. It's a joke when you keep getting these defensive coordinators. You know, the Jets just can't get the right personnel, the coach guy. You know, I just can't understand it. And I gave my tickets back. I don't care no more. I'm tired of coming from Pennsylvania, traveling all the way down from Easton, down 78. Got to leave the game on the third quarter because I don't want to beat all the traffic back on the turnpike. For years, Tiki.
Yeah.
For years, Evan. I'm tired of it. This is a team, an organization. I drive a limo. Yeah, I pick up people from Johnson & Johnson, but this guy ain't going to never sell the team.
Of course not.
Probably not.
It's worth a lot of money. Why would you sell that team?
The secret isn't Woody Johnson selling the team. Because you never know who buys the team. You don't know if that person's even going to run it better. The secret is the James Dolan secret. He's got to accidentally hire the right person. And to Dolan's credit, he did. He hired Leon Rose, and we didn't even know it at the time. And he turned out to be the right guy in the right moment that changed everything. And I'm still holding out hope, guys, that it's Darren Mooji and Aaron Glenn. As discouraging as last night was, I'm not ready, like Limo Driver Ed, to say he's definitely not the guy. But it was a bad night. It was a night of going backwards.
I think it's too early to quit on him now. I think it's too early to say that this regime has no chance. It's wait. They don't know what they don't know yet. So you got to give him a shot.
Jose is calling from Queens. Good afternoon, Jose.
Good afternoon, guys. Long-time listener of the show.
Appreciate it.
I'm a Steelers fan.
All right.
And I watched Justin Fields play every game.
Mm.
He was not this bad. He has regressed so much, and I blame that on the coaching. He was serviceable. The guy won four games, right? He was 4-2.
Yeah.
He could make throws. He could make throws downfield. This year, it looks like he's scared to let go of the ball.
Well, you know what? It's a great point. Right. And so since
it feels like coaching. It feels like he's coached to not make mistakes.
Can you, I don't know, you're very busy, Tiki. He's calling a college football game tonight. Busy, busy guy. But I think you're going to have free time the rest of the weekend, right?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. You got a Giant game on Sunday, whatever.
Yeah, but that's Sunday. Yeah. You got all day Saturday.
Can you do us a favor and watch the tape of Justin Fields last year and tell us?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
What is it? Because Jose's a Steeler fan, and he's saying, look, I watched him. He wasn't this bad. So what specifically, and we could obviously all come together, like you just said, and say, ah, it's coaching.
Yeah.
But what is different? Because he missed. Yesterday, he had three misses that jump out at me. Where if he doesn't miss open receivers, the complexion of the game goes a little bit differently.
Yeah, I think most of it I think I'm going to find is Arthur Smith's offense, which is it's moving the pocket. It's taking advantage of the athleticism of his quarterback. That's what he did when he was in Atlanta. That's what I think it's one of the reasons that he liked Justin Fields and convinced Mike Tomlin to bring him there last year. And then this offseason, it's why they wanted to hold on to him, even though he wasn't going to be the starter. They wanted him simply because he has an athletic asset that I think is important. But I'll check it out.
We have show breaking news. I'll put it that way so no one gets scared that Edwin Diaz has left to go to LA. Show breaking news. That caller from a few minutes ago who called up and would not reveal who his favorite team was, just said it was they're the laughing stock of the league. We just guessed about it if you're just tuning in. Sean Morass has done the research. He has done a background check. He looked at this caller's previous call logs to WFAN. And so Sean Morass is ready to tell us the fan of the team this man is, who he deemed the laughing stock of the NFL. Let me start by asking.
The suspense is killing me.
Was okay. I right that it's the Cleveland Browns?
You were not right. He also thought I was Loogie, which is another story. But anyway, you were not right. It is simply one answer. Tommy?
How about you, Cowboys? Yeah!
It's the Cowboys?
I was right.
Wow.
I was right.
Quote, put it this way, Tiki nailed it.
Tiki nailed it. The 3-5-1 Dallas Cowboys are the laughing stock of the league.
Well, I mean, if you're the Browns, you stunk for a long time. How can you be a laughing stock? Why would you be laughing? Because there's nothing. You're crying if you're a Brown fan. You know
true.
What I mean? It's not laughing.
By the way,
the Tennessee Titans have been this way for the last couple of years as well.
And speaking of laughing stock, that's my one positive that I take out of last night's Jets loss. They lost. They got their ass kicked, however you want to define it. They made stupid mistakes. Drake made blah, 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 blah. There was no embarrassing moment.
No,
we didn't have a butt fumble.
Oh, the fumble that he couldn't recover. That was...
Well, you would count that?
No, it's not embarrassing. It was just incompetent. It was like, they just jump on the ball.
They didn't have at least... Look, it was a
No, you're right. You're right. They didn't.
It was a bad turnover. They didn't have that LOL moment that the world is talking about at the water cooler the next day. Let me phrase it that way, at least.
They were lucky because they were on the verge. Justin Fields dropped back and threw a ball directly at his lineman's helmet, and it popped up into the air. He's lucky it didn't get picked.
You're right, and that was bad. But that's not the conversation at every water cooler. You see the difference?
No, I do.
Trust me, there's incompetent moments. I think we've gone through it for the first hour, but in terms of... Like, the butt fumble is still talked about. It's been a decade.
But if that ball got intercepted, you don't think we'd be saying he threw it directly in his player's helmet?
I know you're desperate to make fun of the Jets.
I'm not.
It didn't happen, though. Don't give me could have been a should have. It didn't happen.
You're right. Look, you're right. I'm just
there
saying.
There was no could've. Moment this morning, whether here in New York or around the country, where everyone was laughing at the Jets.
Seeing ghosts.
Like, I'm seeing ghosts was talked about forever. Like, there's
it still is being talked about.
Yes. I mean, just give us the small victory that there was no earth-shatteringly embarrassing thing that happened at the expense of the New York Jets last night. Though there was something that Al Michaels did. Tiki, I want you to listen very, very carefully. You ready for this?
Yeah, let's hear it.
This is Al Michaels, who, look, Al's a legend. We all understand he's been doing this for a million years. Al Michaels had, in my opinion, a slip of the tongue. I take you back to the third quarter of this game. The Jets are punting, and it was a short punt. And Al Michaels described it this way.
And McNamara sends it down toward Jones. It's a very short kick. Jones calls for and makes the fair catch.
It was
at the 31-yard line.
It was a short. What exactly?
I missed it. Hold on. I got to hear it again.
Play it one more
you
time.
You got to play it again. I corrected it in my head if he
all
said
right.
it wrong. Go ahead.
Now, he said something was very short. Let's find out what was short, Al.
And McNamara sends it down for Jones. It's a very short kick. Jones calls for and
what
makes the fair catch.
What'd you hear?
31-yard line.
What'd you hear, Teak?
Oh, Richard, man. Sorry, Richard. You got a girl a little bit, Richard.
Sounded exactly like my wife talking to her friend.
More of your calls coming up at 888-808-1019. And we will also get to be met by and get introduced to the potential next head coach of the New York Football Giants. We'll learn about him and hear from him coming up. It's Evan and Tiki on a Football Friday.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.